We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
CBS FM, Shannon in the Morning with the whole gang coming at you direct from Universal Orlando. Checking in on the star phone, a guy known as Peter Brady, but he's more than Peter Brady. He is Christopher Knight. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much. Peter Brady for 50 years.
Did you ever go through that period where a lot of people become well-connected with a certain fantasy person, and you said, I don't want to be Peter Brady anymore, I want to be me? And they go through that for a while, and all of a sudden they decide, wait a minute, I am Peter Brady.
I discovered that I really was Peter Brady. It was just me by another name. And, I gave up running from it, because Peter's... it's bigger than me.
Well, Christopher, you know people who have done that. I mean, there's different degrees of it, but I really never heard you being a jackass with anybody.
I have to admit, I'm no angel, but I think living friendly is better living. So it's a real psychological conundrum. You know, you're an actor, you die to get a role that might last a while, then you're hoping to get a role that people remember you for, and then you have a role that people remember you for, and then you want to ditch it because... people are remembering you for it. So it's quite an arc. I think that there are different levels of success and luck in this industry. And if you're really lucky, you'll be remembered for multiple roles. But even, you know, like William Shatner has a hard time with all that he's done, being disremembered for being Captain Kirk. And it's actually a tribute to him. I look at it this way. Look at it. It's a bunch of love that's thrown my way because of a character that I had the luck to play. So it is probably a good choice to embrace the character as an audience has.
We're talking to Christopher Knight, one of the members of the Brady Bunch back in the day. And just as you kind of thought things were fading out a little bit, along comes HGTV and screws it up for you. Right?
They screwed up my retirement. This was a pleasant surprise. 50 years anniversary present of sorts. A wonderful project to have been part of. On a lot of different levels, because it actually ultimately left us cast members with a place that was, well, our home. And it was a place that in the imagination of our audience already existed. They couldn't get into it. But we all knew that it didn't exist. So we were able to correct for that by the absolute careful recreation of our set. It didn't really exist as a home. And now... it does, and it's a remarkable achievement. Nothing the size of scope was ever attempted or has been attempted on television before, and I'll just tickled pink to have been part of it.
We followed every episode on our show. As a matter of fact, we have one member, Sue, who every morning gave an update whenever the show was on.
Yes, I love the show, and I love the fact that you guys were back together. But what was that feeling like when you first walked through the door after it was all completed?
Well, you know, it was a process, and it took some time, but they did a good job of keeping us out of the end of the process of each room. And we all had different assignments. Eve and I worked on both the kitchen and the family room, and so when we were working on those rooms, those were not revealed to the others.
Wow.
Until they were done. When Maureen was working on the staircase in the living room, that wasn't revealed to me until we walked into the house with all the others. You know, I don't know if there's another television show in which every room had a personality distinct enough that you remember each of them. And every room you go into, starting with the stairway, and the center of the living room, it's so iconic, and without that staircase, you don't have the Brady house.
I was going to say, Christopher, that was the part of the house that I remember the most vividly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the den.
Well, yeah, if you're coming into the Brady house or leaving the Brady house or going upstairs, that's where you make that decision. You're going out the door, you're coming in the door, you're going upstairs, and you pass by the horse. You know, you pass by that staircase.
That is so true.
That's absolutely done perfect. Then you walk into the kitchen and you go, oh, yeah, the kitchen, the green and the orange. How could you ever forget
How could you forget that?
And that's my favorite room. And then you walk into the family room.
Oh, that's my favorite room.
And you realize that is the most comfortable room in the house. And it's probably the room that we, as kids, well, it was a room for kids. It seemed to be not Mike's den, but that room. But then Mike's den as well. It's like, you know, then you go up to the bedrooms. And, of course, those are done to that degree of detail. And every room seems to just take it to the next level. So there was a never-ending series of reveals that just kept compounding this feeling that the house is the character.
Well, we're talking to Christopher Knight, who is Peter Brady on A Brady Bunch. Now, that was a very successful show, a very Brady renovation. Then there was a very Brady renovation behind The Build. And now coming up, a very Brady renovation holiday edition, right?
Nothing goes together like Christmas and the Brady. So, you know, and of course, we going on into this, made a holiday edition episode that will be airing on December 16th at 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central. No, 9 Central. So it's an episode where the house is now done, but of course the holidays are upon us and we decorate it in Brady holiday fashion. So
Right. We
also are preparing a meal for the holidays with Ree Drummond, the pioneer woman from the Food Network. Helping us with all of the decorations is Jasmine Roth, a star of HGTV's Hidden Potential and the recent winner of Rock the Block.
Wow.
And she comes up with these incredible, unique builds and ways to reformat old, like, shutters into tin men as lawn decorations. And there's a number of surprises presented as reveals to us that I don't want to blow it for the audience on. You got to watch it to see. But it's truly a winter wonderland at the end.
Now, Christopher Knight, tell me about this documentary you work on. It's called True Love, and it's a campaign for awareness of something called Williams Syndrome, which not a lot of people are familiar with.
No, they are not, and that's one of the reasons that we're giving it the attention and love that we are. We have found a truly exceptional individual that we've chosen to do a documentary on. Her name is Callie True Love, and I think that in recognizing her superpower, if you will, and her last name, that they come together in this rare fashion, it makes it clear that something needs to be done to bring attention to Williams Syndrome through Callie. Callie has this chromosomal disorder called Williams Syndrome. It's a rare genetic disorder. But the result of which is one of the manifestations in her particular case is, well, in all cases with Williams Syndrome, is individuals have unique personality characteristics. And in the case of Callie, hers is almost a superpower of love. She's able to disarm all. She looks at life as an opportunity to bring love and affection. And with that, brings people together. The film aims to provide an antidote for the madness that we're all feeling. And while we're at it, we're raising awareness for Williams Syndrome. Callie is 16 years old. She lives in Georgia. She's an angel here on earth,
right.
And it's very clear once you meet her or see her that she's very effective at teaching people how to get along, how to be nicer to one another, and might be time for that. We're only in the early stages of it, but we want people to come along and follow us on this journey with Callie, and you can get all the information like on the production and on Callie at truelovethefilm.com.
All right, Christopher, it's wonderful. Sue's got one last thing for you.
Please, Sue.
I just want to let you know that growing up, everybody loved Greg because he was cute and Bobby was equally cute, but you were always my favorite.
Well,
I had a little crush
very,
on
very
you.
I accept your love. Thank you.
Now, Christopher, go about your day with a smile on your face. We'll be watching December the 16th. It's a Monday, a very Brady renovation holiday edition, 10 p.m. HGTV. We'll talk to you when the next renovation special's coming out.
You got it. Happy holidays.
Thank you, my friend. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.